We're continuing now with Masechas Beitza, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to begin 8 lines from the top of the page. Omar Abaye. The Gemara is now commenting on the Braisa, which was cited earlier on this Amud, several lines up. Tanya Hichnis Shibolin Lasos Menisa Ocha Mehena Rayu Pater. That if a person goes ahead and brings ears of grain into his house in order to go ahead and to produce flour and then make dough, he's permitted to go ahead and eat from them a rye, like a snack, without producing an entire meal and upater, and he's then putter exempt from having to be mafresh truma. Lamolalin b'melilos, regarding the question of rubbing these ears of grain in order to go ahead and to remove their kernels. So then Rabbi says that if he's going to do that, so now he's going to be chayev to be mafresh truma before partaking of them. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yehuda, on the other hand, says no. That even in this instance, he is going to be poter from having to take truma before eating of this, again, an achila sarai, a snack. So now the Gemara continues, again, 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, machlokes b'shibolin. The machlokes over here between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef is only regarding shibolin, again, ears of grains. Of albakitnios, when it comes to legumes, divri akol isuriyasa tavla. Everybody agrees that bundling them together is going to make them tevel, and they are going to then be subject to the laws of truma, and a hafrasha separation will be necessary before partaking of them. What is the difference? So Rashi explains as follows. Says Rashi, machlokes b'shibolin bahanohu the pater of Yosi. It's regarding shibolin. Again, ears of grain that Rabbi Yossi is going to exempt one from having to separate truma, to ruban ledisha ve'ein garnon ela b'miruach, because regarding shibolin, they are usually first gathered and put together in piles, and therefore the final stage of production for grain normally means bringing them to the threshing floor and smoothing it out, and only then do we consider this to be the normal production of shibolin, which would then require the separation of truma. As opposed to, says Rashi, of Abakitnius, Yesh b'nei Adam harbe she'in choftan asan yachad ela kedei kedei rasan. There are a lot of people who will sometimes go ahead and take legumes, beans, in smaller amounts and gather them together just for what they need for that meal. Lefichach, hachnasasan b'chibolin zehu garnon. So then, therefore, bringing them together is a bundle, so that already is considered to be the equivalent of bringing large quantities of grain to the threshing floor. The Gemara then continues, Lema Misayele. Maybe we could say that there's a siyua, support for Bayashita from the following Mishnah, which is found in Trumos. Misha Hayelo Chavile Tilson Shel Tevel. If a person has bundles of Tilson, that is a fenugreek, that's a type of a plant that is used as a spice, and they were tevel. Again, the hafrasha separations are not yet taken. Hareza kose, she's permitted to go ahead and grind them. Umechashiv kamazera yeshbahem. And he can then go ahead and estimate how much zera, how much seed that they contain. Umafish ala zera. And he can then go ahead and separate shuma only on the zera, only on the seeds. The eino mafish ala eitz. But he is not required to go ahead and to separate shuma from the eitz, from the stalks themselves. Rashi explains over here that even though the eitz itself has a taste, which is similar to the pre, which is similar to the zera, nevertheless, there's no chiyuv to be mafresh truma on these eitzim, on these stalks of the chavilei tilson. But more importantly, for our purposes, Rashi says over here, but what do you see from this Mishnah? You see that when you take chavilei tilson together in small amounts, they become tevel, even though they were not bundled together in large quantities and large piles. So this seems to be a siyua, a proof for Abaye's shita that it is possible for something to become tevel even when they are bundled together in small amounts and they have not yet been gathered in large heaps and piles in the threshing floor. This is so because this is considered, when it comes to this particular product, this is considered to me like the final stage of its production. Continues the Gemara and sort of spells out the attempt to bring a proof from here. My love, Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. Why not say that this Mishnah is following the Shit of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Hasam Lo Tavla, who says that, in the case of the Braisa, that when it comes to Shibolin, bundled ears of grain, so they are not considered Tevel, Hocha Tavla. But over here, regarding Kitnios, he says that they are considered tevel. And so therefore we have the very same concept over here when it comes to Chavilei Tilson. So over here we have a proof for Abaye that this would be the sheet of Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. Says the Gemara, lo, Rebbe hi. Really, you could say what? That the Mishnah even follows the sheet of Rebbe, which is found in the Braisa, who tells us that even bundled ears of grain are also subject to the laws of Truma. E Rebbe hi, says the Gemara, my ear yatilson. So why discuss separating Truma specifically from Tilson? The truth of the matter is that even ears of grain, according to Rebbe, once a person is molim b'melilos, he goes ahead and he intends to rub them and eat their kernels that way, even though he has not gathered large quantities, that enough, according to Rebbe, it is enough to go ahead and to warrant the separation of Truma. So it says, Gemara Elamai, Rabbi Yosef Behuda, what are you going to tell me? That you want to learn that the Mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Behuda? So then, you could still have the following kasha. Lishminon shar mini kitniyos. The Mishnah should really teach us of other types of kitniyos, other types of legumes. V'choshechein tilson. And then I would understand through a kavachoma that it certainly would apply to tilson, to the bundles of tilson as discussed over here in the Mishnah. Rashi explains that the truth of the matter is, it would be even a bigger chiddush if the Mishnah would go ahead and teach us when it comes to other kitniyos, because other kitniyos, at least occasionally, at times, they are gathered in large piles, and then they are brought to the threshing floor and prepared that way. However, when it comes to Chavilei Tilson, so generally they are not threshed in large quantities. A person goes ahead and uses them in small amounts, again, because its primary use is as a spice. So a person will go ahead and prepare a little bit in order to bring to whatever it is that he's preparing, whatever he's cooking at that particular moment. So therefore, says the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, the Mishnah is not as precise as we would have expected. We would have expected that the Mishnah would go ahead and say that a bigger chiddush to tell me that even when it comes to kitniyos, and then I would learn a kavachomer when it comes to chavilei tilson, which generally speaking are not brought in large quantities. Ella says, Gemara tilson, it's trichale. The reason why the Mishnah singles out specifically tilson is because there is a chiddush. Silk, daita chamina, perhaps I would have said, hoil, vetam, eitzo, afir, yoshaveh. Since there is a flavor in the wood, literally in the stalk as well, and it tastes just like the fruit, which in this case are the seeds. So therefore, I would have thought, lifosh name aetzo, that a person has to separate truma even for the stalk. Right? Because that, remember, that was really the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah was telling us that you don't have to be mafrish aetzo. It's only apirio. So the chiddush really is unique to Chavilei Tilson. The reason why the Mishnah singles out this case is to tell you that you would have thought perhaps whole of a time of Eitzu appear Yeshava, since the taste is the same, Lifer Shama Eitzu, Kamash Malon comes along the Mishnah and says no, that there's no need to separate Shuma for the stalks, only when it comes to the Zera, only when it comes to the seeds. Now the Gemara presents another version of Abaye, sort of the mirror image of the Gemara the way it was just presented. Igadam, there are those that say, here's the machlok, here's how it was presented. Amar Abaye, machlokes b'shibolin. Abaye says the whole machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi in the Braisa is talking about shibolin, about b'kitnios when it comes to legumes. Divrei akol isur yoso lo tavla. Everybody agrees that bundling them together does not make them tevel. And so therefore they are not subject to Truma until they have been gathered together and threshed in very large quantities and large piles in the Goren. So it says, the Gemara Meisvei, if this is true, according to Baye's now, the current understanding of Baye's statement in the Gemara, so the Gemara now quotes the following Mishnah that we saw in Trumos. Misha ha'ilu chavila tilson shal tevel. If a person has bundles of tilson that were initially tevel, ha'reza koseh shemachashev kamazera yesh behen. So as we saw, he can grind them, he can pound them, estimate how much zera they contain. U'mafrish ala zera, he can then go ahead and separate shuma for the zera only. Ve'enu mafrish ala etz, and he does not have to separate for the socks. So my lav tevel tovel shal shuma, which means when it says over here that it is that it is tevel. So is tevel from what? Tevel means something which has not yet been, that the separations have not been done. So when we say tevel over here, what type of tevel are we referring to? Why not say that it had not yet been removed from the status of tevel from truma, that it is still necessary to go ahead and to be mafish truma, in which case we see clearly from the Mishnah that kitniyos, and in this case chavilei tilson, can become subject to the obligation to separate truma even before they have been or even without, rather, having them gathered, been gathered in large piles. And this, of course, is Akash and Abaye, who says that when it comes to kidneyos, divrei akol, everybody agrees that isur yasa lo tavla, that bringing them together in small amounts does not, in fact, make them tevel. So says the Gemara, lo, tevel tovel shel trumas meiser, that when it says over here that these were tevel, it's not talking about tevel from truma, but rather tevel from trumas meiser. Trumas Meiser is a little different. The Torah says that when a Levi receives Meiser, he receives a portion from the produce of another, so he is then required to go ahead and take 10% of the Meiser that he receives and give that to a Kohen. That is called Trumas Meiser. So how do we understand the Gemara's answer? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi di b'maska lo b'tevel, which is approximately 10 lines or so from the bottom of the page. It says, Rashi li olam ein chavilan gemar melacha. Really, according to the Gemara's understanding right now, gathering them in small quantities, bundling them together, is not considered to be a Gemar Melacha. V'ilu gaba Yisrael, and if we were talking about the separation of Truma by Yisrael, so lo havi mikri tevel, we would never have called this tevel in the first place, because it's not considered Gemar Ma'isa. Elba ben Levi koi. Rather, says Rashi, we're talking over here about a ben Levi. Shekidim v'holach eitz Yisrael v'noto ma'isa rishon mimenu v'chavilin. He went ahead, and he went directly to the Yisrael, and he went ahead and he took his portion of Maaser Rishon, again, in these bundles. V'ho'il v'chola chavilin halol of shame Maaser. And so now that they are considered to be Maaser by virtue of the fact that the Levi has taken them, nasu tevil etzlo l'hafrish mehen shumas Maaser min ha-Maaser. So now it's considered to be tevil for the purpose of his obligation to now take Trumas Meiser from this Meiser. Sha'ala Levi lahafrish v'hiba misa v'chol toras trumala. Says Rashi, it is now the Levi's responsibility and all of the obligations that would be incumbent upon Israel apply to him as well, namely that eating this tevel will be chayv misa b'dei shemayim, the truma kayu rachmana, because this is absolutely considered to be truma. It continues the Gemara, uchdor b'vohu on Rabbi Shimon Lakish. And this understanding is consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Vo, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Lakish. I'm Rabbi Shua, I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Maaser Rishon Shekdima B'Shibalin. When it comes to Maaser Rishon, whose separation preceded the separation of Truma, while it was still B'Shibalin, again, it was still in the ears of the grain, Shmo Toglo L'Trumas Maaser. So then its designation as Maaser automatically makes it tevel for the purpose of Trumas Meiser, as we had explained. So now the Gemara continues and tries to challenge this particular explanation of the Mishnah and says, Kosei Shlomali, why does the Mishnah say that he gets to first go ahead and pound or to grind the Chavilei Tilson before separating Trumas Meiser? Lemalei, why can't the Kohen just say to the Kohen, Ki heichi diavali hachi avin alach? Just as they gave it to me, meaning I was given these stalks, which were not processed in any way, so too, that's the way I'm giving it to you. And Rashi clarifies, Kosei Shlomali, Ibe ben Levi, Mekminan Le, if we're talking over here about Ben Levi, Lama Mutala Lav La'Soso Dagan, why is it his responsibility to go ahead and to produce grain first? Iyamas Bishlama Yisrael Koi, if you're going to tell me that we're talking about Yisrael, which was the original assumption, Vasuraisa Tavla, and going ahead and pulling it in bundles makes it Tevil, Shapir Tana Kosish. So then it makes sense why it says Kosish, Tachsiv, because the Pasuk says the Gancha, the Rabbanan Dumya, the Raisa Tikon. And the halacha is that basically everything that is instituted midrabanan is instituted ke'ein daraisa, similar to the din daraisa. But if you assume, as we're saying right now, that we're talking over here about a Levi and the separation of Trumas Meiser, so why is it that the Levi has to go ahead and be koseish it first? So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava says knasa. This is really a knas, this is a penalty, because he should not have accepted the Meiser before Truma was separated in the first place. It says Rashi, last Rashi on the Amud, Knossa, al shehiktim, because of the fact that he went ahead and he advanced, he took the initiative here, v'garim laharim lavar al divrei Torah. And he went ahead and he did something in a way which essentially avoided the proper Seder, which is outlined in the Torah. Shemashana Seder ha-Meiser is over v'lav. Because a person goes ahead and deviates from the recommended order, the sequence of the separation of Meiser, violates a law in the Torah. Rashi quotes the Pasuk, The Torah is telling us over here that the sequence should be first you separate Truma, and then you separate Maisa. So the fact that the Levi went ahead and he first took the Maiser and then took it upon himself to be Mafish Truma afterwards, so therefore there's a knas that's imposed on him, but really, Mikra Adina would not have been necessary. The Gemara records a brisa which supports this understanding as well. Tanya Nami Hochi Ben Levi Shenas Lo Shibalim B'Maiser Otzov. A Levi who was given ears of grain for Maiser Ose Osa Goren. He has to first make them Goren fit for a silo, which means that he has to go ahead and process the wheat before separating Trumas Maiser. Anovim Osa Osa Yayin. If he was given grapes, he has to first make them into wine before going ahead and separating Trumas Maiser. Zesim, Osa Osa Shemen. If he was given olives, he has to make them into oil. He has to, basically, for each of these specific examples, whether it's Shibolin and Anovim and Zesim, he has to go ahead and do the Gemar Maiser before separating Trumas Maiser. Umafish and Leim Trumas Maiser. And afterwards, he goes ahead and he separates Trumas Maiser, Venosim the Kohen, and he gives it to a Kohen. Why? Continues the Brisha, Shekishem, Shetruma Gedola, Ein and Itelis. Just like Truma Gedola is not taken Ela min Hagoren min Hayekev, it is only taken from literally the silo and from the wine press. It says Rashi Shenigmar Kula, that represents the conclusion of the period of processing. The Chsiv, as it says in the Torah, Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, when the Torah refers to the products from which we take Truma. So the Torah says Dagon, grain, Tirosh, and wine, and Yitzar is oil. So in other words, these are products that have been finished. There has been, once again, a Gmar Maisa. Kach concludes the Braisa, so true, Trumas Maisa. So too, when it comes to Trumas Maiser, it is not to be taken from anything other than Minagoren and Minayakev, once again, the silo and the wine press, meaning that not unprocessed foods, but only foods that have been processed is completed. At that point, we take Maiser, and at that point, we take Trumas Maiser.